GC, from your perspective, you're the older or the eldest of the three, I believe.
Yeah, but just by a little bit.
Maybe the two of you can just explain a little bit of how you divided the roles from the day that you decided to go into business together.
Maybe I can just start. So strategy was a collective thing, always, because it's so important. And you obviously need as many viewpoints on strategy as you can. The one thing that Gigi kept to himself, and it's right so because he was the best negotiator by far, is all the big deals were almost single-handedly negotiated by him.
I don't think that's 100% correct, etc., but I'll rest it at that for the moment. Right from the beginning, the roles changed over time as the company grew, and we all contributed at different points and in different positions, obviously. As you know, I was the CEO originally. Lowry took over from me, and then Paul took over from Lowry at the RMBs. But Lowry is basically right from the beginning. He was more of the financial guy that kept us on track. But it was a collective effort all through the years.
But how did you find each other? Many people are friends at university or thereafter, but to stay friends in the way that you guys are and business partners for so many decades.
After left Bank of Johannesburg, we started a company called Magnum Leasing, and then one stage decided that I needed to start a new company or find new partners. And I knew Goss very well from university. I then approached Pat Goss, and Pat actually at that time worked with Lowry and introduced Lowry to me. And that's how the three of us got together. So Pat and myself was at Varsity together, although, and Lowry not. But after that, it was a threesome. And then Pat's father passed away 3 months after we started our company. And subsequent to that, he had to go and help his mother run the businesses, the Goss businesses. And Paul joined us. So that's how the connection came. And Paul was also at university with Pat and myself. So we knew each other from there. And again, he worked at the IDC with Lowry. So that's how the core got together.
But how did you stay together?
Alec, I think it was honestly based, firstly, on mutual respect. Secondly, we definitely had the same value system, which is critically important. Thirdly, our wives got along very well too. That helped. Loved the same things. All love sport. We attended Olympic Games together with our families and that type of thing. Doesn't mean we never had differences of opinion, but the debates were always extremely civil and a case of the best argument won.
And we always used the expression, the business case prevails and so on. Your personal preferences should not interfere.
But there must have been times that you struggled to overcome that barrier. And what we're trying to do today is to give everybody who's tuning into this some real good practical help on a post-COVID world for them, on how they build their businesses by learning from some of South Africa's very, very best. So
what GT said earlier, in the debates about strategy, business, and that type of thing, we had this saying in this case prevails. That meant you could not introduce bias, prejudice, etc. in the debate. Now, I'll give you an example. When we acquired Momentum, its head office was in Centurion, and our head office was in Sandton. And everybody immediately assumed that we would move the head office from Centurion to Sandton on the basis of that's most convenient to the bosses, okay, which is not a sound business principle. And in that case, we just said, no, this decision will be taken on the basis of the business case prevails. And once we'd done all the analysis and found that wages were more higher in Sandton, we'd lose a lot of skills, issues pointed in one direction only, and that was to keep the head office in Centurion. But we didn't allow, as I say, emotional aspects to enter into the debate or preferences it. Like a shorter commute for the bosses, etc.
Okay, so the friendship, I understand how you got together, but how did you stay together as friends?
With difficulty. No, I'm only joking. I obviously we had differences of opinion and maybe sometimes some arguments, But it's never been...
The question really was, how did you guys stay together? It'd be nice for the three of you to each give us your thoughts on that. GD?
We have perhaps some different personalities and some different strengths and different weaknesses. When we got involved with Momentum, there were two psychologists in the group, and we didn't think a lot about human resources. So we wanted to fire both of them, and François Ihu eventually became one of the best people in the group to get the team to work together. And François's statement was always, we all have allowable weaknesses. And if we allow for those weaknesses in our partners and our group, we can play to the strengths of the various people. And I think in that sense, that's probably why we stayed together. We knew each other well. We knew what our strengths and weaknesses were. And we allowed the right person to do whatever he felt, and we trusted them. So there's a lot of trust involved, obviously.
Alec, I just want to keep it short and sweet. I attach, and we all do, a great deal value system, and we definitely do have and had the same value system. It's a bit like a marriage. If you and your wife do not have the same value system, it's doomed to fail. And I think that was also one of the core foundations of the friendship, and also that we respected each other's, and the debates were always very civil. So we didn't create much opportunity to get extremely cross with each other or throw our toys out of the cot.
Paul?
I think if you had to use the analogy, and I agree with a lot of the stuff GT and Lowry have said, but if you had to use the analogy of a rugby team, if you always concerned about the guy next to you, if you're a center, for example, and you need to defend, you must mark your man, and then the other guy must mark his man. And that is, I think, how we operated. You know, we each had our strengths and weaknesses, and we stuck to that. Using the rugby analogy again, if the first center broke and I was marking him, and I'd have to tackle him, and I wouldn't expect the other guys to be worrying about him. But I think we worked as a team, and we recognized each other's strengths and weaknesses.
The big move, I suppose you could say, and you gave us a little background, GT, was when you merged with Rand Merchant Bank. And at that time, Johan started coming into your lives. Has he played a significant role subsequent to that in business and personally?
He certainly has. I mean, when we got involved with Rand Merchant Bank, Johan was asked by his father to join at the Rembrandt Group in Stellenbosch. He was looking for management to take over the bank. Johan gave us a very, very clean bank, which was very valuable. He gave us some good lessons, such as don't ever lend to somebody that doesn't want to repay you, because even if he can repay you or won't, so lend to somebody that wants to repay you, and even if he can't, he'll try his utmost best. So that's maybe lesson 101 in banking. And he remained as chairman of the bank for quite a while. And then obviously our paths diverted at that point in time. But at a much, much later stage, when Anglo-American, that was after we started First Rand, when Anglo-American wanted to sell their financial assets, the Rembrandt Group came back again into our lives, and they switched out of resources. We've got a very long relationship with Johan and obviously with the Rembrandt Group, and that's been very good to us.
So the transaction that GT mentioned was crucial for us when Anglo-American decided they want to concentrate on resources. We needed to find a buyer for a very big stake. And at that stage, Johan swapped or sold out of their resources and invested in us. And I think it must have been GT, maybe for the first 5 years, it looked like a terrible decision, because it was sort of at the time that the commodity super cycle was on the go. And we would track the share prices of the two entities. And of course, then the super cycle of commodities ended, and then it became a brilliant. He showed a lot of faith in us by buying that stake from Anglo.